play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson on assignment today, so flying solo here for Silver Streak Girls Basketball, the Streaks and the Alamo Pioneers. First off for the Pioneers, they'll start Gabby Loyes, a 5'9 senior, one guard, De'Asia Woods, a 5'6 senior, Nautica Woods, a 5'6 senior, Samantha Coleman, a 5'6 junior, and Parker Gorlett, a 6' senior. The Streaks will go the same way they have throughout the season, with Kelsey Legg, a 5'7 senior, Riley Jenkins, a 5'7 sophomore, Andrea Sampson, 5'7 senior, Deja Range, a 5'7 senior, and Chloe McCarthy, a 5'9 senior. Streaks in their home white with silver numbers and silver and black trim. Alamon in their road green with black numbers and white and black trim. Stepping in the center circle for the Streaks, it'll be Deja Range at 5'7. And for Alamon, it'll be Gabby Loyes at 5'9. Ready to get things underway. Silver Streak basketball has been postponed twice. We're finally getting the game in. Western Big Six Conference game between the Streaks and the Pioneers. Streaks win the tip, and they have the basketball. Riley Jenkins across midcourt with it. Dribbles right. Alamon comes out in a 2-3 zone. Andrea Sampson left wing out between the circles to Chloe McCarthy. Now it's Kelsey Legg on the left side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gives out high right side to Andrea Sampson. Andrea looks over the defense. Dribbles between the circle. Gets a pick from Deja. Stops and fires a long three. That one's too hard. And the rebound pulled away by Chloe McCarthy, got knocked away, and who's it going to go to? They're going to say it went off the Streaks last. Not sure about that. I didn't have a good angle, though. Just underway here, 7:33 to play here in quarter number one. No score. Game just underway. Of course, Silver Streak boys basketball coming up a little bit later on. They'll play host to the Fighting Saints of St. Charles East. And pass got kicked away. Actually went off the foot of Riley Jenkins, and then Loyes saved it inbounds. Riley comes away with it down the left side, and she's fouled. A reach is going to go against Nautica Woods. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game. But the Streaks will take on St. Charles. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip, so 5:40 pregame with Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman here on WGIL. Kelsey Legg inbound from the left baseline. It comes to Chloe McCarthy down on the block. Can't hit the shot, but she's fouled. And this one, who are they going to call it on? I think it's going to go against Coleman. Nope. Goes against De'Asia Woods. That's her first foul. Two team fouls now on the Pioneers. So Chloe McCarthy goes to the free throw line with two shots. Struggled last night. Didn't get a lot of shots off. And she hits the first free throw and did not score. Only four Streaks scored last night. It was Riley Jenkins with 14, Andrea Sampson with 11, Deja Range 4, and Kelsey Legg 6. And that was it for the scoring last night. Second shot up and good. Streaks lead 2-0. 7:17 to play here in the first quarter. Alamon with the basketball. This is Coleman. Gives way to Loyes. Top of the key in the paint. Goes inside to Gorlett. Put it up and in, and the foul. She was able to get a good post-up position and turn and went right up with it. And they're going to call. Kelsey Legg gets called for the foul. Got a hand across the arm. So Gorlett puts the shot up and in. Chance at the traditional three-point play. We're tied at, well, they've got three for the Streaks and two for Alamon. Should be tied at two, and now Alamon should be up 3-2 as she hits the shot. Now they've got a flip-flop and 3-2 Streaks, or excuse me, 3-2 Pioneers. Oh, now they've got it at 2-2. Well, she made the free throw. I thought she did. That's what I saw. We took it out of bounds. Anyway, Streaks have it just under 7 minutes to play. First quarter, Riley Jenkins gives to Chloe McCarthy. Mid-post left side. Brings it back out to the wing. Now to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Dribbles left. Gets a pick from Chloe. Goes toward the baseline. Pulls it back out. Picks up and gives to Deja Range out high left side. Andrea Sampson out high on the right side. Andrea on the dribble. Goes, crosses over left. Back to the right now. Now picks up and gets to Chloe between the circles. Try to get underneath to Deja. Stepping in with Loyes to steal it away. First turnover by the Streaks. Now it's Coleman with it. Gives to Woods. Tapped away by Kelsey Legg, but Gorlett able to come up with it. Now gets it down on the right block to Lloyds. Puts up the five-footer. No good. Rebound's going to go off of Gorlett last, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way. First substitution of the ball game as Kaylee Miller will check in, and she will give Riley Jenkins a break. Kaylee, a 5'5 junior for the Streaks. Well, we're either tied at 2 or it's 3-2. I was pretty sure that Gorlett made that free throw, but not indicated on the board. They've got it for 2 points up on the board. I don't, maybe there was a violation, so the free throw didn't count. Andrea Sampson, right wing, goes baseline, pulls up with a five-footer, can't hit, rebound to Lloyds for Alderman. That's the hard thing of not having your partner here. He probably would have seen something I didn't see. Driving in was De'Asia Woods, and made a nice move up between a couple of streaks, puts it up and in, make it 4-2 Pioneers. So I'm going to cross that free throw off. There must have been a violation on it. Chloe McCarthy, top of the key, left wing to Andrea Sampson. Andrea with it on the dribble. Gives to Kaylee Miller out high right side. She'll hand off to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey brings it back out between the circles and picks up. Gives to Chloe McCarthy. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now Kelsey will reset the offense. She'll dribble right. Picks up and in some traffic. Try to get to De'Asia. Too much traffic there, and the Streaks turn it over. That's their second of the ball game. Coleman. Left baseline, now kick it out to Woods. De'Asia Woods short on the three. The ball goes to the floor, and we got a tie-up between Kelsey Legg and, let's see, I believe it was Nautica Woods, and the possession error points toward Alleman. And Streaks head coach Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout, seeing something he doesn't like. 4-2 is the Alleman lead here, 5-10 to play here in the first quarter. Well, tough one last night for the Streaks. They just never really got things cranked up. And as Coach Massey said in the pregame, you know, defensively, what teams try to do is make you uncomfortable, make you do something you're not used to. But just they just never really gotten into an offensive flow. And a lot of the turnovers last night, they ended up with 21 for the game. A lot of them were unforced turnovers, which is tough when you're playing against a team that only had 8 wins going into it. All right, Pioneers will have it. It'll be De'Asia Woods to inbound from the left baseline. Riley Jenkins back in. Lauren Livingston in for the first time here this morning. She replaces Chloe McCarthy. This is Coleman with it out high right side. Streaks, I don't know, they're still man. I thought they were going 3-2, but they're still in a man-to-man. It's just the way Alamo set up offensively. Lloyds has it on the right wing, working against De'Asia Range. Brings it to the free throw line, right elbow, kicks back out right side to Nautica Woods, 18-footer up, no good. And Kelsey Legg with a rebound for the Streaks. She'll bring it back the other way. Stops and gives to Lauren Livingston. Left wing, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Now top of the key, Andrea Sampson fires a three out high left side, missed it, and a rebound comes away to Coleman for Alleman. Now it's De'Asia Woods with it. Drives in. Nice dump off to Gorlett down on the left block. She puts it up and in. She's got a couple of baskets now and make it 6-2 Pioneers. Not a whole lot of fans here, but the Alleman faithful pretty boisterous, including their bench. It's kind of a strange day here with a Saturday morning game that'll go into Saturday afternoon. Got the cheerleaders here and the pep band because it's a Western Big Six Conference game. But not a whole lot of student fans here, though. Riley Jenkins down the left side lane. Kicks out to Andrea Sampson for three. Left baseline. Good! There she found the range. The assist to Riley Jenkins. And make it 6-5, Alleman. Just under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. This is the second of five games in 4 days for the Streaks. Or excuse me, 4 games in 5 days for the Streaks. Last night, Lincoln a makeup game. This a makeup game. Monday night, a regularly scheduled game here against Jacksonville. Then Tuesday night, the makeup game from Thursday up at Moline in a conference game. Then Thursday, we'll travel down to Quincy, final regular season game. Coleman drives left baseline. Shot blocked by Kelsey Legg. Ball goes to the floor. Coleman got it back, though. Kicks to the left wing to Lloyds. She fires a three. That's too strong. And a weak side rebound, Kelsey Legg, and she got knocked to the floor by Gorlett. And that's going to be the first foul on Parker Gorlett. Third team foul on the Pioneers. Kelsey a little slow getting up, and she got nailed on that one. But she's back up. Substitutes for the Streaks. Lexi Tucker in. Chelsea Stevenson in. Chloe McCarthy in. And they'll be in there with, Riley Jenkins and Kelsey Legg. 3:24 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-5. Riley Jenkins brings it across. Met by Tori Thomas, who's in for Alleman. Now it's Lexi Tucker out high left side, left wing to Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea on the dribble, brings it between the circles and gives to Chloe McCarthy. Chloe hands off to Kelsey Legg out near midcourt on the left side. The Pioneers ratcheting up the the defensive pressure. Now Riley Jenkins fires a three left wing. Couldn't hit it, but for the offensive rebound, a putback. Lexi Tucker, right side, high off the glass, up and in. And the Streaks take the lead, 7-6. First lead since 2-0 for the Streaks. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Near steal by Kelsey Lay. Got knocked away. Unfortunately, went right into the hands of Thomas. She missed the shot, but the foul is going to go underneath. Is it going to be Lexi? Who's it called? Yeah, Lexi Tucker picks up the foul. That's her first, second team foul on the Streaks. So going to the free throw line will be Tori Thomas for Alleman. First shot is up and missed it. 2:44 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trailing the Alleman Pioneers, leading the Alleman Pioneers 7-6. Coming off a tough loss last night, like to see him bounce back and to have a little momentum going into Monday night, which is one of those that's a game you got to be pretty confident about as the Jacksonville team will come here. I know Springfield's a decent team, but they're not the Springfield teams of old, and they beat Jacksonville the other night. I believe it was Thursday night, something like 66-8. Second shot was up and good by Thomas. We are tied at 7. Full court pressure as they pressure Riley Jenkins. It's Tori Thomas, and Thomas reaches in and knocks the ball away but got a piece of Riley's. Well, bumped her also. Riley ended up on the floor, so Thomas picks up the foul. That's going to be her first, and they're coming out very aggressive, but the officials calling it so far. Four team fouls on the Pioneers. Streaks will inbound from in front of the scorer's table in the backcourt. It'll be Kelsey Legg to trigger for the Streaks. In for Alleman is Maddie Porter, 6 foot sophomore. Riley Jenkins gives to Chloe McCarthy between the circles. She'll dribble right down the right side lane. Kicks to Chelsea Stevens. Stops, fires an 18-footer. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes away to Thomas. Nice job by Chelsea. They closed out on her for the three, so she faked right, went left. Pulled up with a nice shot. It went in and out, though. Wasn't able to convert. 2:18 to play first quarter. We're tied at 7. De'Asia Woods penetrates, kicks out to Porter on the left. Porter on the left baseline missed, but we got a foul over the back on De'Asia Woods going after the rebound. That is her second. 2:12 to play back in. Deja Range, Andrea Sampson, Kaylee Miller as Kelsey Legg, Lexi Tucker, and Chelsea Stevenson will get a break. 2:12 to play first quarter. We are tied at 7. Inbound comes to Kaylee Miller. They're guarding Riley all over the floor, making her work for everything. She gets it across midcourt, gets picked from Chloe down the left side, pulls up with a little runner off the glass, too soft, and the rebound comes away to Porter for Alleman. Nice move, nice thought by Riley, just couldn't get the shot to fall. Loyes with it out high right side, out high left side, it goes to Porter. Finds Woods in the paint, turnaround five-footer is no good, and coming away with a rebound strongly is Andrea Sampson ripping it away. That was De'Asia Woods on that shot. Streaks get it back. Kaylee Miller across midcourt, gives to Chloe McCarthy between the circles. 1:35 to play in the quarter. Riley Jenkins out high right side. Andrea Sampson out high left side. Long three-pointer is too strong. And Deja, after the rebound, able to pull it away. Gives to Riley. She'll fire the three-pointer out high on the right side. Good! So Riley finding the range there. Make it 10-7 Streaks with 1:18 to play here in the first quarter. Loyes with it. Out high. Looking for some help. Finally gets to De'Asia Woods out high on the right side. And she tried to pass it to Avery Schmidt, who wasn't there, and Loyes had to run it down out in front of the Streaks bench, and she's got it between the circles. A minute to play, first quarter. De'Asia Woods, right side. Top of the key goes to Thomas. Left wing, this is Loyes. Gabby Loyes swings it over right wing to Thomas, fakes and ran right into Kaylee Miller. No call, now a travel. Great job by Kaylee Miller as Thomas went to make the move. Kaylee was there and stationary and turned. She knocked Kaylee over, but then traveled afterwards, so the turnover on the Pioneers. Just their second, each team with two turnovers. Quite a contrast from last night's game where I think in the first half the Streaks had 11 and Lincoln had 14. 43 seconds to play. Left wing, Kelsey Legg thought about the three, now picks up. Now she'll fire it from the top of the key. Good! Kelsey Legg off the dribble, faked it from the left wing, went up top, stopped, pop, got the three to fall. 13-7 Streaks, 30 seconds to play. Loyes, left wing with 26. Now Coleman out between the circles, back to Loyes on the wing. Left elbow, it goes to Allie Edwards, who's in. Now right wing, this is Schmidt. Schmidt on the dribble, working against Riley Jenkins. 15 to play. Left wing to Loyes. Now 11 to play. Top of the key, Coleman with 9. Good defense by the Streaks. Now to the right block. It's, the right elbow. Porter missed a 15-footer, and the rebound. Oh, they're going to say it went off Chloe McCarthy last, so the Pioneers will have another shot at it with 2.3 seconds to play, and they'll bring Porter back to the bench and bring Parker Gorlett back in. Gorlett, 6 foot, both of them 6 foot. Porter, not Parker. Parker Gorlett is the first name. Loys, right wing, three-pointer, got it at the buzzer. Well, that's unfortunate it worked out that way, but we have played one quarter of basketball. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 13, the Alamann Pioneers 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Yeah, walked the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson on assignment today. One quarter in the books. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alamann Pioneers 13-10. Streaks with the ball to start the second quarter. Here as we get set to head into your Saturday afternoon. Streaks boys basketball coming up a little bit later. Good quarter for the Streaks. Three three-pointers in that first quarter. Deja Range to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it back out near the center circle. Alamann, a man-to-man defense. Riley stops, fires a three out high left side. Bounced off, no good. Rebound comes down off the fingers of Gorlett. And Andrea Sampson came away with it. Couldn't hit the shot, but she got fouled. I believe it's going to go against Allie Edwards. And it does. That'll be her first foul. And that's already, 16 fouls on the Pioneers with 7:39 to play here in the first half. So Andrea Sampson will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. First one is up and good. So she's got a three-pointer and a free throw now. 4 points for Andrea, 14-10 Streaks. Here in the first quarter, the senior eyes the second, puts it up, and good. Of course, she'll be heading to Eastern Illinois University next year on a softball scholarship. Got a whole season of softball to play for the Streaks, but hopefully a whole bunch more basketball as well here. Streaks lead at 15-10. This is Coleman to Porter at the free throw line. Ball knocked away, and Andrea Sampson comes up with it. I believe it was Riley Jenkins that knocked away. Three turnovers by the Pioneers. Streaks with it. Kelsey Legg to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Riley looks over the defense. Chloe McCarthy, left wing, turns, spots up, fires a three, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Porter. Had to rip it away from her own teammate there. Coach Massey wanted a travel, which it's supposed to be, but they didn't call it that way. Loys, top of the key, out high left side to Coleman for Alamann. 15-10 Streaks, 7 minutes to play, first half. Left wing it goes to Schmidt. Schmidt drives baseline, cut off and lost a handle on it. Somehow got it back, and now they're going to say she traveled. So four turnovers now on the Pioneers, and they'll get Nautica Woods back in. N-A-T-I-K-A, but they pronounce it Nautica. 15-10, Streaks lead. They've got the basketball under 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Riley Jenkins across midcourt in the center circle, dribbles left, gives to Deja Range in the left corner. Deja to Chloe McCarthy on high left side to Riley, top of the key, gives to Deja backdoor. Deja turns, puts on the floor, up off the glass, short. Rebound comes down to Porter for the Pioneers. Deja tried to gather herself, had that extra dribble there, and got a little bit too far under. Left wing, Loys. Loys brings it back out between the circles with 6.5 to play here in the first half. Looking over the Streaks defense. Now they've got their set. She'll dribble left, goes to the wing. Thought she was supposed to get a pick from Porter, but she avoided it. And three from straight on from Nautica Woods. Actually took some contact there, and she banked it in. I think the contact helped soften that one up a bit. And Nautica Woods with the three-pointer and make it 15-13 streak. Just over 6 minutes to play in the half. Deja Range out high right side. Andrea Sampson out high left side. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Picks up and tosses to Kelsey Legg. Now to Riley Jenkins, left to the center circle. Riley dribbles right, gets picked from Deja, pick and roll. Deja down the right side of the lane, stops a little bit too far to the basket, kicks back out to Riley. And now it's Chloe McCarthy. Good recovery defensively there by Alamann. That's Kelsey Legg. Stops. Long three-pointer on high right side. Good! Kelsey Legg from way downtown. That was about the same spot Andrea Sampson hit her first one from. She was at least a couple of steps behind the three-pointer out there. Kelsey Legg feeling it today. A couple of three-pointers. And the Streaks lead 18-13. That's four three-pointers in the game for Galesburg. Down a left block. Inside it goes to Edwards. Put it up. No good. And the rebound to Deja Range. To Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across. Right of the center circle. 5:12 to play first half. Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Left wing, Andrea Sampson. Now to Deja down the blocks to Kelsey Legg. Lost the handle. She'll have to run it down out near midcourt. Kelsey with it on the dribble right side. Back door, Chloe McCarthy was wide open. Pass a little bit too high. Chloe had to save it in bounds, and it's going to go out of bounds on the sideline now. So the Streaks turn it over for just the third time in the ball game. That was unfortunate, as I don't think Kelsey knew how wide open she was. Chloe knew how wide open she was. Kelsey threw the pass, and Chloe kind of turned the wrong way and wasn't able to get a good handle on it. Back in for the Streaks, Chelsea Stevenson and Lexi Tucker, as Andrea Sampson, Deja Range will get a break with under 5 minutes to play in the half, and the Streaks leading 18-13. Loyes brings it across. Left wing it goes to Thomas, who's back in. Thomas, top of the key, goes to Annabelle Niehaus, 5'6 sophomore in for the first time. Now Thomas to Niehaus. Out high right side, it's Loyes. To Porter at the right elbow, turns, 14-footer is no good. And a rebound comes down to Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks. 4.5 to play, first half, 18-13 is the Streaks' lead. Riley Jenkins right of the center circle on the dribble against Thomas. Right wing goes to Chelsea Stevenson. Picks up, looks for help, and bounces for Chloe McCarthy. Top of the key, Lexi Tucker. Out high left side, it's Kelsey Legg. Kelsey dribbles right, hands off to Riley Jenkins. A little bit of a weave here for the Streaks. Riley sees the opening, hesitates, goes up. A nice move by Riley, and that should be 2 points. They're going to say it's on the floor. Riley, what a heads-up move for a sophomore. As she made that move to the basket, as she took the contact, she went ahead and went up with a shot and made it. But they're going to say it was on the floor. However, that's the 17th foul, so that is going to send her to the free throw line anyway with a chance of the one a bonus. That's the second foul on Tori Thomas. What a great move by Riley Jenkins, and she'll have the chance of the one and bonus here. As checking back in will be Porter. She'll replace Gorlette. 4:06 to play first half. Streaks lead 18-13. Riley Jenkins with a chance to increase that lead. Left-handed 5'7 sophomore. First shot is up. No good. And the rebound comes down to Porter for Alleman. Now Loyes down the left block. It goes to Nautica Woods underneath. Ooh, to Schmidt. And a great block shot by Lexi Tucker. But they're going to say, she got her with the body. Blocked it from behind. That's the second on Lexi. And that's going to send Schmidt to the free throw line. Avery Schmidt for two shots. That is three team fouls on the Streaks. Just under 4 minutes to play. First half, 18-13 Streaks. First free throw is up and good. Make it 18-15. 4-2 Streaks set to check in. Deja Range, Andrea Sampson back in. Kaylee Miller, Lauren Livingston. And Riley Jenkins will stay on the floor with that group. Back in for the Pioneers is DeAsia Woods, and she will replace Annabelle Niehaus. Second shot for Schmidt. Up in the air, and that one is good as well. Make it 18-16, two-point lead for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins hands off to Andrea Sampson. Now Lauren Livingston between the circles to Deja Range, top of the key. Gets to Andrea Sampson out high left side. Andrea puts it on the floor. Gets to Kaylee Miller between the circles. She'll bounce it for Riley Jenkins. Riley dribbles left. Kicks out to Andrea left wing. She'll get a pick from Deja, top of the key. Now dribbles right. Flips it to Kaylee Miller. We got a three-second call. I think it was Lauren Livingston on the left side of the lane. In there too long. Had a foot in there. And the Streaks turned it over for the fourth time here this morning. With an 18-15 lead. I said 16, yeah, it's just 15. 18-15 Streaks, 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks come out in a 2-3 this time. And this is Schmidt with it on the right wing. Out high right side to Woods, DeAsia Woods. Out high left side it goes to Loyes. She'll dribble to the wing. Left baseline it goes to Porter. Now out to Woods. DeAsia Woods left baseline. It goes to Loyes. Three-pointer is an air ball, but the rebound went right into the hands of Schmidt, and then it was taken away by Riley Jenkins. Great hustle by Riley. As from laying with flat on the floor, was able to toss it up to Deja Range. So five turnovers now by the Pioneers. Riley down the right side of the lane, scoops the shot up, got it in, she's fouled. What a move. With the right hand, she went up and under, had to scoop it under the arm of Porter. And Porter picks up the foul. She scooped it up off the glass, got it to fall, and goes to the free throw line with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Nice move by the sophomore Riley Jenkins, 2015, biggest lead of the ball game. For the Streaks, now make it 21 as Riley hits the free throw. Streaks come out with full court pressure this time. Porter to inbound, and it comes to Loyes. Now they break it. They got a two-on-one break. Somebody got free back there with Schmidt. Schmidt stopped, and Riley Jenkins there to bother her, but she lays it up and in. And an official's timeout. Well, they're going to let a substitution come in. I think the ball got away, and the official stopped the clock for that. Went ahead and let the substitute, Chloe McCarthy, come in. Now Coleman's coming back in for Alleman. 21-17 Streaks, 2:42 to play here in the first half. I don't know if that's something, I mean, after a made shot, but well, now Evan's going to get Kelsey Lake back in there too. I wasn't sure with it being coming after a made shot, and the ball just got kicked away after it came through, so he was stopping the clock just to get the ball back. So I guess at the stop clock, you can bring the subs in no matter. Riley Jenkins will bring it across and set for the streak. She's got it out high on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Now finds Kelsey Lake going back to her left side. Kelsey reverses, puts it up, can't hit, gets knocked to the floor, and she's going to go to the free throw line. I believe the foul is going to go against Samantha Coleman. We'll see who they indicate. Nope, it went against Schmidt, Avery Schmidt. I saw Coleman there as well, so nice job by Kelsey Lake. She faked out, did a little cut back door, and got the ball. Got it too far into the basket, so she had to reverse it, tried to go up on the right side, couldn't get the shot, but drew the contact. First free throw up and no good for Kelsey. She's got 6 points on a couple of three-pointers here this morning. 21-17 Streaks lead, exactly 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Second shot for Kelsey, up and good. Streaks 4 of 6 from the line and lead 22-17. Left wing, this is Nautica Woods. Top of the key, Coleman. Now it's Schmidt with it out high right side. Back to Coleman, top of the key. She'll fire the three-pointer. Bounces off, no good. Rebound ripped away by Kelsey Lake. She'll let to Chloe McCarthy. Now Chloe will give to Riley Jenkins to set the offense with 2:10 to play in the half. Riley to Andrea Sampson out high right side to Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Tried to get Riley going back door. Couldn't get to her. Good defense by Woods. Now it's Andrea Sampson on high right side to Riley Jenkins out high on the left side. Bounces for Deja, posted up. Should have been a reach on Porter. Deja able to get the ball back after Porter knocked it away after raking her across the arm there. Now Andrea Sampson on the pick from Deja. Pick and roll. Andrea overthrew her, and Nautica Woods comes away with it. Nice thought, but that one, she probably would have had to bounce it to get it to Deja rolling to the basket that time. 1:37 to play. 5 turnovers by the Streaks in the first half. Down on the right block. Ooh, a foul's going to be called. I don't know if it's going to go against Deja or Andrea. Look from this angle like they both had their hands up. They're going to say maybe they bodied up on her. And it goes against Andrea Sampson. That's her first, and that's going to send Avery Schmidt to the free throw line where she hit two earlier in this quarter. That was part of the problem last night. Andrea got in some foul trouble. Missed a good chunk of the third and fourth quarter with 4 fouls. First free throw up and good by Schmidt. Make it 22-18. As DeAsia Woods checks in and replaces Nautica Woods. 1:33 to play. First half, Streaks with a 22-18 lead over the Alleman Pioneers. Yes, it is Saturday morning. Yes, it is a Western Big Six conference game that got postponed twice. Second shot no good, and Andrea Sampson runs down the rebound. 1:30 to play. Riley Jenkins will set for the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy out high left side. DeAsia Range top of the key right wing. It's Riley Jenkins. The ball knocked away from Riley, and Woods comes up with it. DeAsia Woods crosses over, goes left, laid it up. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins, but a late whistle. Riley's going to get called for the foul. That'll be her first, and that'll put DeAsia Woods at the free throw line with 2 shots. Now 5 team fouls on the Streaks. 1:17 to play. As DeAsia Woods eyes the first shot, puts it up, and missed that one. 1:17 to play, 22-18 Streaks here in the first half. Gilbert High boys basketball later on this evening. It'll be an earlier one, 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock for the tip. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman will have it. Streaks coming off a big win up at United Township last night in the conference as Woods hits the second. And they'll play a non-conference game, the St. Charles East Fighting Saints. Brad and Steve will have it for you, 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock tip. tonight here on WGIL. In between, though, we'll get some Fighting Illini basketball also. They play host to the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and that one's scheduled to tip off at 1 o'clock, so we'll be close to being done here by that time. Just depends on how long this goes, but we'll get most of that game in once we wrap up the girls' game here this afternoon. 22-19 streaks, 64 seconds to play first half. Andrea Sampson with it. Out right of the center circle, tosses to Riley Jenkins. Now with 56 seconds to play. Kelsey Leg on high left side to Deja Range, top of the key. Deja gives to Riley Jenkins. Out high left side to Chloe McCarthy. She'll fire the high arcing three. Missed it badly, and it's going to go back to the Pioneers. Yeah, just, I don't know, she just didn't get a good handle on it. She had plenty of time to get that one off, just didn't get a good eye on that one. So the Pioneers will bring it back the other way with 40 seconds to play. This is Coleman out high right side. Pass tapped by Riley Jenkins, and Thomas able to run it down. Back to Coleman, left wing to Loyes with 30 seconds to play. Left baseline, it goes to Carolina Adam. Now it is Adam that had it knocked away by Deja Range and went to the floor. Kelsey Legg ripped it away, came up with it, and got it to Chloe McCarthy. Six turnovers now by the Pioneers. Streak's got to get it across, and now a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout call by Evan Massey because he didn't think they were going to get across before that 10-second call. As even after the turnover, Holloman picked up immediately and started guarding all over the floor. 12.4 seconds left to play in the first half. Streak's with a 22-19 lead. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, our transportation last night to both the girls' game in Lincoln and the boys' game up in East Moline. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Of course, we'll be using their services again on Tuesday night going to Moline, on Thursday night going to Quincy, and then the following Tuesday, opening postseason play down to Manuel in Peoria. And hopefully we'll get to do that a couple of times, and then to Chillicothe IVC for the sectional. We'll see. 8 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg with it with six. Now Andrea Sampson, they set her up on the right baseline for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Coleman, and time runs out here at the end of the first quarter. That was reminiscent of last night's game coming down the stretch, and Andrea a chance to give the Streaks the lead, and the shot went way down in, popped back out. That was kind of the same on that one, although she didn't get set up as well on that one. We are at halftime. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 22, the Alleman Pioneers 19. We knew we'd have a battle here today, and we do, but the Streaks a little bit more enthused, it seems like, in this game than last night's game. Streaks lead at halftime 22-19. We'll come back and talk more about the first half, run down our halftime scoreboard and the upcoming schedule. Halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 22-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tune in this weekend for Sunday Morning Praise, a weekly program designed to lift your spirits with words of encouragement, devotion, and music. This week's host is Pastor Doug Johnson of Christ Church in Galesburg.
We will talk about the most joyful person in the world and three great numbers, 419, and what they might mean for you. And we're going to have more great worship music to lift you up tomorrow on Sunday Morning Praise.
Sunday Morning Praise, tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 on 105.3 KFM.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by office specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car.
Did you see her new car?
Yeah, it's a Toyota.
I want a Toyota.
Who doesn't want a new Toyota? It's the most dependable, longest-running brand on the market, and the 2019s are some of the most beautiful vehicles I've ever seen. Lucky for you, we have a whole lot full of them. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. If it seems like everyone you know is driving a new Toyota, sounds like it's your turn. I promise we'll make it easy. Come see us today and buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Yes, that is the Galesburg High School pep band you hear in the background here on this Saturday morning, heading into Saturday afternoon, because it is a, well, it's noon right now for Silver Street Girls Basketball. It is a Western Big Six conference game here this morning, a game that got postponed twice due to the weather. Supposed to be played a couple of Thursdays ago, and so we're getting it in here this morning and this afternoon at John Thiel Gym. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Alleman Pioneers 22-19. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks were up 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. The teams played even in that second quarter, 9 points apiece. Let's see. Here's what we got going on a little bit later on this evening. As we just mentioned, the Galesburg High boys playing host to the St. Charles East Fighting Saints out of the southwest suburb of St. Charles. And we'll have that one for you. 5:40 for the pregame, 6 o'clock scheduled tip tonight. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will bring that action to you. And that, again, coming up this evening. In between, the Illinois Fighting Illini are in action this afternoon. They play host to the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That one's scheduled to tip off at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we'll get most of that game in. Maybe not the whole thing, but most of it. We may miss a little bit at the beginning, depending on how long this second half runs here. But we'll have the Illini coming up for you here on WGIL. Then Monday night, the girls have a regularly scheduled game with the Jacksonville Crimsons. They'll come to town for a Monday evening game, and that will be a 6:06 pregame and a 6:30 tip. Eric Gibson will be here with me for that one on Monday night. Then Tuesday, another one of those rescheduled games, another Western Big Six contest, as we'll travel up to Moline to take on the Maroons. And then Thursday night, we'll take the trip down to Quincy to take on the Blue Devils, and that'll be the final regular season game. Let's see. Also, Tuesday night, now if we have any time, we may bring you part of the Illini. They'll be playing Michigan State, but it may be too late to bring you any of that one. Then the Galesburg High boys next Friday night will host the Alleman Pioneers here at John Thiel Gym. 7:06 pregame, 7:30 tip here on WGIL. As we head into the postseason, the girls will play on Tuesday. That will be February 12th at the Peoria Manual Regional. The Streaks were the number 4 seed in subsectional B. Richwood's the number 1 seed, the defending 3A champions, ranked 2 in the state. Geneseo, the 2 seed, Canton, the 3 seed, the Streaks, the 4 seed. They will take on the 6 seed, Irish from Peoria Notre Dame. And again, that will be Tuesday, February 12th. It'll be the late game, 7:30 game. Richwoods will play the winner of the play-in game between Limestone and Manual at 6 o'clock. So we're scheduled for 7:30, so around 7:06 for the pregame. And Eric and I will have that one for you, and hopefully a championship game Thursday night, which would most likely be against the defending 3A champion Richwoods Knights. The other games, you've got in the Geneseo side of the regional, they're hosting. It'll be Kewaunee and Macomb playing the play-in game. Geneseo will play the winner of that in the first game Tuesday night. Then it'll be Canton and Dunlap, the 3 and 5 seeds, playing the second game. Those winners will play Friday night. Over at Morton, it'll be the host playing the winner of the play-in game between LaSalle Peru and East Peoria. Metamora plays winner of the play-in game between Normal U-High and IVC. And again, that championship will be Thursday night. Over at Pontiac, the other part of subsectional A, it'll be Washington, who's the number 2 seed. They'll play the winner of the play-in game between Prairie Central and Streeter. Bloomington Central Catholic will take on Pontiac, and of course the championship Thursday night. And that all leads to the Chillicothe IVC sectional. All right, halftime. Streaks lead 22-19. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our four locations today.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with areas of fog and patchy freezing drizzle, a high near 40 today. Cloudy, patchy fog and drizzle tonight, a low 37. Cloudy, areas of drizzle and fog tomorrow, a high 45. Tomorrow night, cloudy, chance for some rain overnight, a low 43. Right now, 37. A reminder, a boil order in effect for Abingdon until further notice. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Alleman Pioneers 22-19 on a rare Saturday morning slash afternoon Western Big Six conference game. Streaks lead it here. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Don't have too much here. I know Emma Porter got busy during halftime. I was hoping to be able to get a copy of the stats that the Streaks do, hopefully in the postgame. But anyway, what we've got scoring-wise, Streaks were led by Kelsey Legg with 7 points, a couple of threes, and one for two from the line. 6 points for Riley Jenkins, a three, a two, and one for two from the line. Andrea Sampson with 5 points on a three and a couple of free throws. 2 points apiece for Chloe McCarthy and Lexi Tucker. Lexi on a basket. Chloe on a 2-for-2 from the line. Streaks with 4 3-pointers. They were 6-for-8 from the free throw line. 5 turnovers for the Streaks in the first half. For the Pioneers, they were led by Avery Schmidt off the bench. She had 5 points, a basket, and 3-for-4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Parker Gorlett on a couple of baskets. 3 points for Gabby Loyes on a 3. 3 for De'Asia Woods on a 2 and 1-for-2 from the line. 3 for Nautica Woods on a 3. 1 point for Tori Thomas on a free throw. A couple of 3-pointers and 5-for-8 from the free throw line. 4 Alleman. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. The Pioneers with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks lead 22-19, just underway. This is Gabby Loyes for the Pioneers. On the dribble, met by Kelsey Legg. Left wing, it goes to Samantha Coleman. Coleman gets a pick from Nautica Woods, picks up and gives to Loyes on the left wing. Loyes working against Kelsey Legg, and she'll pull it back out and reset for the Pioneers. Loyes, a 4-year player for this Alleman team and coach Megan McCracken. This is De'Asia Woods, dribbles left down the left side of the lane, splits the defenders, puts a shot up, can't hit, rebound tapped away by Riley Jenkins, and Deja Range comes up with it for the Streaks. Just underway, third quarter, Streaks lead 22-19. Riley Jenkins on the right wing, picks up to Kelsey Legg, top of the key, dribbles right, stops and fires a long three, and I believe that, they're going to give it to Alleman. I thought that Nautica Woods got a piece of that because it started to go up and its trajectory changed and went way to the right of the basket. I thought that got blocked, but the officials didn't see it, so it'll go back to the Pioneers. This is Coleman to Loyes, tab of the key, working against Andrea Sampson. In the paint, it goes to Gorlett, kicks out to the right baseline to Coleman. Coleman drives baseline and travel with it, no call, got it over to De'Asia Woods. Left wing, Nautica Woods fires a three. That's short, and the rebound, Deja Range. Now it's Riley Jenkins for the Streaks. She'll bring it across left side. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. Puts it on the floor and gives out high to Kelsey Legg out near midcourt on the right side. To Andrea Sampson on high left side. Fakes left, goes right just inside the free throw line. Got it knocked away, came down with it, and they're going to call a foul. The Alleman bench wanted to travel, but as Andrea went up with it, got knocked away. I think Gorlett got a hand on it. And the foul went against Coleman. That's her first team foul in the second half, but they're going to call it a shooting foul, so Andrea Sampson's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots. 5 points in the first half, a three and a couple of free throws, and she hits the first there. 23-19 Streaks. Streaks' biggest lead has been 5 at 20-15. Second shot for Andrea, up and good. So they equal the 5-point lead with 6:35 to play here in the third quarter. Alleman with the basketball. Coleman, tab of the key to Loyes. Streaks into 2-3 zone now. Coleman, right wing to De'Asia Woods. High post, it goes to Porter at the right elbow. Now goes to Coleman, left wing. She'll put up the three and good. Samantha Coleman's first points of the day. And now it's 24-22 Streaks. Riley Jenkins, top of the key, dribbles right wing to Andrea Sampson. Andrea brings it back out, top of the key. Kicks over to Kelsey Legg, left side. She'll bring it top of the key, dribbles right, and a weave, and gives to Riley Jenkins. Riley penetrates left side, kicks to Andrea, left wing, fakes the three. It's a pick from Deja, steps back, fires the three out high left side, short. And Deja Woods comes away with a rebound. Deja Woods on the run, right side, stops and traveled, no call, put it up off the glass and good. Kind of ran into Kelsey Legg, went up and took contact, put it up and in. And now we're tied at 24. So from a five-point lead to a tie ball game here. 5:35 to play here in the third quarter. Deja Range out high right side to Riley Jenkins. He'll bring it back out and set the offense against the Alamo man-to-man defense. Their bench very boisterous. There are not very many fans here for Alamo, but it's mainly their bench making a lot of noise. Now backdoor pass. Nice look from Riley Jenkins to Deja Range up on the left hand. Too strong, but she got fouled. It's going to go against, I think, either Loyes or, I don't know, let's see, Coleman. Coleman has now two fouls, and Deja Range will go to the free throw line with two shots. Deja yet to score here this afternoon until now. She hits the first free throw. Deja last night, they just couldn't get much going inside as they were going against a 6'2 girl. Had 4 points, but still pulled down seven rebounds, had an assist as well. 25-24, Streaks retake the lead. Chelsea Stevenson checks in for the Streaks. Second shot for Deja, up and good as well. And she'll get a break, and Lexi Tucker will come in. 26-24 Streaks, 5:19 to play here in the third quarter. And Gorlett will get a break. It'll be Porter coming in, the 6-foot sophomore, replacing the 6-foot senior. Alamo with the basketball, trailing 26-24. Coleman between the circles, right wing to Deasia Woods. Right elbow goes to Porter, missed a 15-footer. Now a foul over the back is going to be called on Avery Schmidt. That'll be her second. And already the third team foul in the second half on Alleman. And that one frustrated Coach Megan McCracken a little bit. Not frustrated the officials, frustrated with her player, for that was not a good foul going after that one. Kelsey Legg to the top of the key to Chloe McCarthy. Chloe kicks out to Riley Jenkins at the center circle. Under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Riley on the dribble, pick and roll, stops, fires a three, too strong. Rebound comes down to Deasia Woods, just off to the left a little bit there. I was like, had a perfect angle on that one, just couldn't quite hit. Now Kelsey Legg knocks it away, ball goes to midcourt, but it's run down by Coleman. Good hustle by Coleman and Riley Jenkins running after that one. Woods on the right wing, Deasia Woods out of the key to Loyes. Now to the left elbow, Porter kicks back out to Loyes in the center circle with 4.5 minutes to play. Here in the third quarter, Streaks with a two-point lead, 26-24. Loyes, right wing, picks up, looking for help. Good defense by Chelsea Stevenson. Now Deasia Woods, top of the key, down the left side of the lane, took an extra step there, laid it up and in, and they're going to count it. And a foul. She went from the free throw line to the basket without a dribble. And had an extra step in there, and got some continuation, got the foul. The foul went against Riley Jenkins. That is her second. Woods, Deasia Woods, put the shot up and in. And she'll go to the free throw line. We are tied at 26. Alamo with a chance to take the lead. 4:16 to play, third quarter. Woods' shot is up and good, and the Pioneers retake the lead here this afternoon. 27-26, Alamo. Riley Jenkins across midcourt right. Andrea Sampson back in, gives to Lexi Tucker between the circles. Now Deja Range out high right side. Looks over the defense, gives Andrea Sampson left wing, spots up, fires a three, that's too strong. Rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins on the right side, kicks out to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey thought about the three, now kicks back to Andrea on the left wing. Kelsey was red hot that first half and wouldn't pull the trigger on that one. Now Riley Jenkins with 3:49 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 27-26. One of the hallmarks of Alamo teams over the years, they're not going to give up no matter what, we know that. And they're not doing that today. Now Riley to Kelsey Legg, down on the right block, up off the glass and in over the outstretched arms of Deasia Woods. Nice pass from entry pass from Riley Jenkins. Nice job by Kelsey Legg to face up and get it up and in. 28-27 Streaks, less than 3.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Nautica Woods left wing. Deasia Woods now on high left side, now top of the key. Inside it goes to Schmidt, to Loyes, now back on high to Deasia Woods for the three-pointer. Missed it. And the rebound tapped around by Deja. Finally, nice job by Deja keeping it alive. Lexi Tucker came away with it for the Streaks. Lexi Tucker to Deja Range out high right side. Left right wing it goes to Riley Jenkins, nice backdoor pass to Deja. Laid it up, came up short on it, and now she's going to get called for the foul going after the rebound. Ah, that was a tough one. Deja, you know, we talk sometimes about a lot of times she'll take that extra dribble. She does need, didn't do it that time, and just grabbed the ball, went right up with it, just came up a little bit short with a left-handed shot and picks up the foul. That is the first foul on Deja in the basketball game. Second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half with under 3 minutes to play in the third. Streaks leading 28-27. Gorlette back in, top of the key, looking for help. Now puts it on the floor and hands off to Lloyds, and a timeout called by Megan McCracken. This is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:41 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 28-27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Congratulations to Roger Eagle of Knoxville, who was spotted wearing the white WGIL button and won $20. To find out how you can win, go to WGIL.com.
2:41 to play third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers 28-27. Tom Meredith, John Thiel, Jim, Eric Gibson on assignment. He'll be back with me on Monday night when we play host to the Jacksonville Crimsons. Alleman with the basketball, top of the key, Gorlette. Looks around, gives to Coleman. Now down on the right block to Lloyds, working against Kelsey Legg. Leaned into her, put it up. And what I don't like about that call is Kelsey did what she needed to do, had the hands up, and Lloyds did what she needed to do. She initiated the contact, and they called the defense for that. And that is second foul on Kelsey Legg. And Gabby Lloyds goes to the free throw line, misses the first. She's just got 3 points in the game, a three-pointer early on for the Alleman senior. Four-year starter for the Pioneers. 2:32 to play third quarter. Second shot is up and missed that one as well. Kelsey Legg with a rebound. Back the other way. It's Riley Jenkins to Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Now Deja Range, top of the key. And over through Riley going to the left side, and the Streaks turn it over. And well, the officials are talking. I don't know if they... Oh, well, the shoe was untied. The other must have told him the shoe was untied, so he tied that quickly, and we'll resume play here. So the Streaks turn it over. 2:19 to play third quarter, leading 28-27. Gorlette has it tapped away by Deja Rains, goes into the backcourt. Coleman picks it up. Coleman out high left side to Gorlette. Deja tapped it away again, and coming up with it is Riley Jenkins. Big play by Deja. Riley down the left side, lost a handle on it. Deja comes away with it, looking for help, turns and puts it up, got hammered, had three people there bodying up on her, and who are they going to call it on? There was three green jerseys there. And let's see. Looks like it'll go against Schmidt, maybe. Looks like he signaled 15. Nope, Gabby Lloyds. That's her first foul. So Deja Range goes to the free throw line with two shots. Her only 2 points in the game. Came earlier this quarter on a couple of free throws, and she's got another. 29-27 Streaks. 1:59 to play here in the third quarter. Deja, a big play there. Tapped it away the first time, and they were able to run it down. Tapped away that time. Streaks came up with the steal. Second shot, no good. Lloyds comes away with a rebound. Now Coleman has it across midcourt right side. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks with a 29-27 lead. Inside, they tried to go to Gorlette again, and it got tapped away, and then Riley Jenkins tried to save it inbounds, but she stepped on the end line. Andrea Sampson had recovered after the save, but it's going to go back to the Pioneers. Coleman will inbound from the right baseline for Alleman. Smacks the ball, looks over the defense, gets it in to Nautica Woods on the right wing, fires a three, good, and Alleman retakes the lead. Second three of the ball game for Nautica Woods, and we're did they call that a two? They got it 29-29 on the board. Let's see. Let me look up at the board, see how many points they have her for. Well, they got it for five. They called that a two, I guess. Deja Range at the free throw line. Left wing, Kelsey Legg, 1:23 to play in the quarter. Kelsey stops and fires a three out top. Missed it. And the rebound comes out long. Oh, Kelsey and Deja going after it. And Kelsey had her hands on it, and it went off of Deja's shoulder. So the Pioneers get it back. So that was just a two for Nautica Woods then. Tied at 29. This is Coleman with it. Left wing, it goes to Loyes. Back to Coleman, top of the key with 62 seconds to play in the quarter. Loyes, left wing, gets a pick from Schmidt, goes to the right elbow, stops at the free throw line. Nice defense by Chloe McCarthy, not able to get the shot off. Now kicks back out to Coleman with 52 seconds to play. Now Loyes out high right side. She'll go to the wing on the dribble. Loyes working as Chloe McCarthy crosses over back the other way. Nice job by Deja Range and Chloe McCarthy switching and then switching back. Loyes top of the key with 37 seconds to play. Right wing looking for Porter posted up, or Gorlett, excuse me, and Deja doing a nice job fronting. 29 to play now. Coleman travel with it. Good defense, a good defensive stand by the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and Coleman traveled with the basketball. Streaks get it back on the Pioneers turnover with 28.2 to play in the third. We are tied at 29. We'll see if Coach Massey looks like, yep, he just says, indicates one shot. So the Streaks will work for one here. Got to be careful not to get a five called out here near midcourt and got to take care of the ball. Andrea Sampson with 16 seconds to play. Now it's Kelsey Legg left of the center circle with 11. Now with 10. Now with 9, Streaks will trigger. 7 seconds to play. Kelsey directing some traffic with 5. Now gives to Chloe McCarthy. 3-pointer out high right side. Air ball, but there for the tip-in. That was a beautifully designed play. The alley-oop to Riley Jenkins, who put it up and in off the glass just the way it was designed. Well, honestly, what happened, Chloe just was trying to quickly get set and didn't totally get her feet set and put it up. Air balled it, but Riley Jenkins went up, caught it in the air, laid it up and in. So a good way to end the third quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they lead 31-29. We'll bring you the final quarter next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball, the 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
You have a chance to win cash just for wearing a white WGIL button. Available for free at Galesburg Nissan and North Henderson in Galesburg. Details, WGIL.com.
Streaks lead 31-29. John Thiel, Jim, Tom Meredith. The Streaks had the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Pass to Kelsey Legg on the right wing. Just took her eye off for a second. Went right through her hands and the Streaks turned it over to start. Left wing, Loyes penetrates. Nice defense. Puts up the 10-footer. No good. Rebound, Kelsey Legg gets knocked to the floor, and it's going to go back to the Streaks, and the foul goes. It's either Porter or Schmidt. I believe Schmidt that gets the foul, and it does go against Schmidt. Avery Schmidt, that's her third foul, and fifth team foul now on the Pioneers. They're picking up with full-court pressure again. Nautica Woods guarding Riley Jenkins all over the court. 7.5 minutes to play. Streaks lead 31-29. With a win, the Streaks will clinch at least a share of second place in the Western Big Six Conference. Kelsey Legg, right baseline, gets down on the right block to Chloe McCarthy. Shot blocked, though, by Porter. And De'Asia Woods comes away with it. De'Asia Woods down the right side, missed the shot. And Andrea Sampson comes away with a rebound. I think Andrea might have gotten a piece of that as Woods brought it up from her waist. So a good defensive stand by the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy out high right side. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Great way to end the third quarter. Now Andrea Sampson for three, right wing. Bounces off, no good. Deja with a weak side rebound. Getting hammered, no call. And, oh, they call a jump ball. Are you kidding me? De'Asia Woods was all over her and had her arm bumped her. Loyes bumped her as well because she went to the floor. And it's going to go back to Alleman. Wow, on the alternate possession. That was, wow, that should have been a foul there. So it's going to go back to Alleman. And the official talking to Coach Massey. 6:52 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a 31-29 lead. And I think the official was talking to Deja. I don't know, she probably said something. He didn't call the technical. He's talking to Coach Massey. But Deja understandably upset because she got fouled on that play and they called a jump ball out of it. I mean, I don't think at any point that Woods also had a hold of the ball. All right, Coleman will bring it up for the Pioneers. Goes to the left wing, guarded by Riley Jenkins. Now bounces down on the baseline, down on the block to Loyes, got behind the defense. She lays it up and in. That's just her second basket of the game. And make it 31 apiece. Right wing, Kelsey Legg with it. Swings it over to Andrea Sampson on the left side. Left baseline, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Back out to Andrea, and she'll hand off to Riley. She'll reset the offense. 6:23 to play. We're tied at 31. Riley Jenkins on the dribble. Hesitation now down the left side. Leans in. Puts it off the glass, but they're going to say it was on the floor ahead of time. The shot went in. And again, nice job by Riley. I mean, you know, that's what you got to do. When you feel the contact, go up with a shot, and there's a chance, depending on the officials, they'll call it a shooting foul, but not this time. That's 16 fouls now on Alleman, so the Streaks will shoot free throws the rest of the ball game. The foul went against Coleman. That was their third. Inbound goes to Riley Jenkins. Free throw line. Kicks out to Andrea. Right wing for three. Too short on that one. Rebound Kelsey Legg on the weak side. Now Riley Jenkins with it. Streaks get another chance at it. Chloe McCarthy, Deja Range out high right side to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Riley brings it back out to Andrea Sampson, top of the key. She'll dribble left, gets a pick from Deja, picks up on the wing. Now it's Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Back to Andrea, left wing. Now Chloe, top of the key. Gives to Riley Jenkins in the center circle, 5:48 to play. Tied at 31. Riley, hesitation dribble again, down the left baseline. Shot blocked that time by Loyes. Ball goes to the floor, and De'Asia Woods comes up with that. That's a really good defensive play by Gabby Loyes. Now De'Asia Woods, right side, 15-footer, no good. Rebound comes out long. Loyes picks it up. Now Woods has it. Top of the key, Coleman. Left wing, Loyes with 5.5 minutes to play. Streaks had a couple of cracks at it down there. We're not able to come away with any points, though. Now Alleman with a chance to take the lead. Here we're tied at 31. Coleman bounces left baseline for Nautica Woods. 17-footer up and good. So Nautica Woods hasn't taken very many shots. She's been effective, though. 33-31 is the Alleman lead with 5:07 to play. Chloe McCarthy out high right side to Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Riley pulls it back out. She'll reset against the Alleman man-to-man. Got to be careful. Got the five count on. And she hands off to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey out high right side. Gets to Chloe McCarthy at the free throw line. Chloe down the right side lane. Kicks out to Deja. Now it's Kelsey Legg. Now it's Andrea Sampson between the circle. Streaks look a little stymied here on offense. And Coach Massey calls the timeout. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:40 to play. Streaks trail 33-31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Understand who our opposition is. Liberals, leftists, socialists, communists.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings. WGIL.
4:40 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Alleman Pioneers 33-31. Tom Meredith here at John Thiel Gym. We got Galesburg High boys basketball coming up later on this evening. Brad Benoit, Steve Cheeseman will bring that your way. 5:40 for the pregame, 6 o'clock scheduled tip as they play host to the St. Charles East Fighting Saints. Streaks coming off a big win last night at United Township. We're in a barn burner here. Streaks with the basketball. And you've got to kind of wonder about tired legs with a close game last night for the Streaks. And it was a late night as well down at Lincoln. Riley Jenkins with it right at the center circle. And the Streaks still a little bit stagnant. Coach Massey yelling out some instructions. Now Andrea Sampson on high right side. Good defense by the Pioneers. Chloe McCarthy. Oh, nearly double dribbled. It's almost made the pass and let it bounce. And fortunately didn't pick it up. Riley Jenkins bounces for Deja down on the right block. Got tapped away. She had to run it down on the baseline. She'll hand off to Chloe McCarthy, left side on the wing now. Now it's Riley Jenkins left to the center circle. Under 4 minutes to play. Riley Jenkins stops on the left wing to Deja Range, top of the key. Right wing to Andrea Sampson. Back to Kelsey Legg. Alleman just playing really, really good, tough man-to-man defense. Kelsey Legg penetrates baseline, leans in. Shot comes up short. And the rebound comes away to Coleman. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so there was a little bit of contact on the shot. That was a, to me, that was an okay no call. Kelsey ended up on the floor, but this time Coleman went away with the ball and just turned, and Riley Jenkins gave her room, and she turned and then ran into Riley, and they called Riley for the block. That'll be her third foul. 14 fouls on the Streaks. 3.5 minutes to play. Streaks trail 33-31. Nautic Woods. Oh, my goodness. Now, Woods dribbled right into the hands of Kelsey Legg. And when Kelsey was grabbing the ball, Woods ran into her. Kelsey gets called for the push. That's her third foul. And 5 team fouls now on the Streaks. 3:29 to play. Streaks trail 33-31. It'll be Coleman to inbound from the left baseline for the Pioneers. And it comes to Nautic Woods on the left baseline outside the three-point arc. Goes out to the wing. And gives to Schmidt, who's back in, out between the circles. Hands off to Coleman out near the center circle. Coleman on the dribble, right side, goes to the wing, and Riley Jenkins knocks it away, goes into the Alleman bench, and they'll have it just in front of their own bench as DeAsia Woods checks back in and replaces Nautica Woods. 3:17 to play here in the ballgame. Streets trail 33-31, and it comes to Gorlette. She hangs on, gives to DeAsia Woods, top of the key, down the right side lane. Traveled again, and they don't call it. And she laid it up and in. She got between the Streak defenders by taking an extra step, and she laid it up and in. My goodness, that's the Lisa's second time she's done that, if not three. 35-31. Alleman under 3 minutes to play now. Now Andrea Sampson posted up right block on the feed from Riley Jenkins. Andrea muscles it up and in. Turned back toward the baseline, put it up and in. And now it's 35-33, 2:47 to play. Gorlette, top of the key with it. Bounced inside for Loyes. Lost the handle, then got it back, turned and laid it up and in. 37-33. Pioneers with a lead, 2:33 to play in the ballgame. Right wing, Deja Range. Now top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Right wing goes back to Andrea Sampson for a long three. Good! A long, long three-pointer for Andrea Sampson. Found the range. Just keep moving back till you find the range and make it 37-36, Pioneers, with 2:14 to play. Oh, left baseline. Nice defensive play by Chloe McCarthy as Schmidt drove baseline. Chloe blocked it. Goes out of bounds. It'll go back to the Pioneers. And a timeout called, full timeout called by Alleman head coach Megan McCracken. We'll take one as well. Streaks trail 37-36, 2:10 to play. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
Well, more than half of phone calls coming into cell phones will be junk phone calls. A lot of junk phone calls are now spoofing a local area code. Follow this rule. If you don't know the number that's calling you, don't answer the call. If somebody has something really important to tell you, they will leave a voicemail. And if it's somebody you should talk to, you'll call them back.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
2:10 to play here at John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Alleman Pioneers 37-36. Tom Meredith, glad to have you along with us this afternoon. Once we wrap up our broadcast here, we'll get you into Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. They're scheduled to tip off at 1 o'clock down at the State Farm Center against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Then Galesburg High boys basketball later this evening. Alleman with the basketball. Gabby Loyes inbound from the left baseline now. We've got the horn sounding for some reason, but they're playing anyway. I'm not sure. Maybe an inadvertent horn. I don't know what was going on. This is Coleman, top of the key, penetrates, shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. She came back down with it, though. And now Loy's traveled. There you go. Thank you. She took that extra hop step. They finally call it. Wasn't her that's been doing it most of the game, but they got to call that. Well, there might have been a little bit of a makeup there, but anyway, that was a travel nonetheless. So the Pioneers turn it over with just under 2 minutes to play. And now Nautica Woods will check back in. She'll replace Schmidt. Also, Gorlette gets back up, but she doesn't get in there soon enough. Streaks with it. Chance to take the lead here with under 2 minutes to play. Andrea Sampson, right baseline. Chloe McCarthy brings out to the wing. Back to Andrea between the circles, and she'll give to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley on the dribble, left side, picks up. Now swings it over to Chloe McCarthy. Long three out high right side. Missed it. Rebound. Deja skies for it, but Loy's able to take it away. So the Pioneers will bring it back the other way. 1:29 to play. They have a one-point lead, 37-36. Loy's top of the key against Kelsey Legg. And the paint it goes to Porter. Lost a handle. Deja Range comes away with it. Good defensive play by Deja. Got it off to Chloe McCarthy. Now Riley Jenkins with it. Deja has had a couple of big defensive plays. She's in the running for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Right wing, Riley Jenkins, 109 to play. Streaks trail by one, 37-36. Chloe McCarthy, top of the key, fires a three. Bounced off, no good. Rebound tapped around. De'Asia Woods comes away with it for Alleman. Got to cut her off. She likes to go right to the basket. And again, she traveled, and they don't call. They call the foul, and she made the shot. Travels every time, and they have not called it yet tonight. Wow. And that's what Coach Massey's saying. Are you kidding me? And I don't even know if there was contact anyway. How do you miss the travel? So now it's a three-point lead and could be a four-point lead for Alleman as De'Asia Woods, again, takes a little extra step, an extra hop, puts it up and in. They call the contact. 39-36, 57.1 to play. Free throw is up and good. So now it's a two-possession game. 40-36 Pioneers. Streaks need to play with some urgency here. Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side gets a pick from Chloe McCarthy. Gets fouled by De'Asia Woods. And that's going to put Riley at the free throw line. That's good news for the Streaks because that's putting the Streaks in the bonus. Not a smart move by De'Asia Woods. So the Streaks get a chance to score with the clock stopped. So Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line. Chance of the one and bonus. She's one for two. She did miss a front end of a one and one in the first half. Streaks were 6-for-8 from the line in the first half. 49.5 to play. Riley Jenkins, 5'7", sophomore at the free throw line. First one, it's up and good. So now it's again a one-possession game. And Riley will get the bonus and try to cut it to a two-point lead. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well. 40-38, full court pressure from the Streaks. Woods has it, De'Asia Woods. Dribbles out of trouble. Still in the backcourt, looking for help. Gets it off to Loyes. Loyes finally gets it across midcourt, and they just beat the 10-second clock because it had just clicked 39 as they got across. 33 seconds now to play. De'Asia Woods on the dribble, being guarded by Andrea Sampson. And, Andrea was trying to foul, but they got the timeout first. Actually, Megan McCracken called the timeout. 30-second timeout, 30.2 seconds to play in the ballgame. Streaks trailing by 2, 40-38. So the Streaks need to win at least one of their last three Western Big Six Conference games to have at least a share of second place in the conference. If they win this one, or if they win two of the three, they own second place all by themselves. Of course, Rock Island wrapped up the conference championship there. I believe their eighth straight on Thursday night with their win over Alleman. So here's the situation. 30.2 seconds to play. Streaks trail 40-38. Alleman with the basketball. De'Asia Woods will inbound from the scorers table in the front court. And it comes to Loyes, left of the center circle, being guarded by Kelsey Legg. Loyes dribbles right, hands off to Woods. Now Andrea Sampson will bump her, and that'll put Loyes at the free throw line as the Streaks are now over the limit. De'Asia Woods, that'll put her at the free throw line with a chance at the one bonus. She's hit 1, 2, 3. She's 3-for-4 from the line here this afternoon. So De'Asia Woods, 5'6 senior at the foul line, and made the first. She'll get the bonus. She can make it a two-possession game again here with 24.3 seconds to play. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get the... They're probably going to try to keep the ball out of Gorlett's hand because you'd probably rather have her at the line. The second shot up. Missed it. And the rebound, Andrea Sampson, got fouled. They didn't call it. 21 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins. Now the Streaks need a three. Now Andrea has a right wing. Fires a three. Good! Andrea Sampson, three-pointer. 13 seconds to play. And the Streaks call timeout. Andrea Sampson, long range again from the right wing. Got her shoulders squared. Set up. High arcing shot. Falls. And we are tied at 41 with 13.3 seconds to play in the ball game. I like to see that from the Streaks, the fact that they knew they had to play with some urgency. Sometimes you see that, and then they come down, and they're trying to set something up. But right away, Andrea went to the spot. She did kind of a curl, went toward the basket, curled back out to the right wing. Riley got the pass to her, turned, got squared up on the shot, and put it up and in. We are tied at 41, but Alleman still with plenty of time with 13.3 seconds to play. Obviously, you don't want a foul in this situation. If Woods has her hands on the basketball, that's De'Asia Woods, she's going to try to go to the basket. But she's been able to get in there and draw contact just about every time she's gone there. You know that's what will happen. It'll be, I'm guessing the ball will be in either hers or Gabby Loyes' hands. So we'll see. The Streaks, I'm sure, will come out with full court pressure. 13.3 to play, tied at 41. As the teams come back out on the floor, and it'll be, De'Asia Woods, Loyes will inbound. Oh, now they switch. Now they're looking at each other. Now they don't know who's supposed to. No, the Streaks aren't going to pick up with pressure. They're going to meet him in the half court. So they roll it in, and it comes into Loyes. Loyes will bring it across. 10 seconds to play. Loyes left wing with 9. Now with 8. Stops inside the top of the key with 6. Hands off to De'Asia Johnson. Goes to the basket. Stops. Fires a 5-footer. Off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped around. And coming down. Oh, at the buzzer. Oh, my goodness. Loyes came down off balance and fell and threw the ball at the basket. And they called a foul on Andrea Sampson. They were going after the rebound. And she was falling to the floor. And they call a foul as time runs out. And the Streaks won't even be able to stand on the lane. Wow. So Gabby Loyes can win it here. My goodness. My goodness. I mean, she came down off balance with the rebound. It was falling backwards. And I will admit, there may have been some contact, but she was falling down anyway. Wow. That is a bad call. Not a good way to end the game. But as I've said many times in the past, that's not going to win or lose the game, even though if she makes a free throw, they win it. There's lots of other plays throughout the game that the Streaks didn't make and some turnovers and stuff. So, but that is that was, I mean, I don't, it didn't affect the play in any way. Whatever contact there was, she was falling. She came down off balance. Bad call. All right, so Coach Massey called a full timeout. There's no time on the clock, so even no matter what she does, Streaks can't do anything unless we go to overtime. If she misses, we go to overtime. But she's, and I'm not sure if they called it on the shot, if it's a two-shot foul or if it's a one and bonus. I'm not sure what he called. I mean, she was shooting the ball eventually, but she was off balance anyway. So we'll see. Yeah, my goodness. So what is the indication? Is it a two-shot foul? What are we saying? Is it one? Nope, it is a two-shot foul. Wow, that's pretty sad. So Gabby Loyes can win it here with just one free throw. Senior, four-year player, and banked it in. My goodness, and the game's over. Wow. She was off that far that she banked it in, and the Alleman Pioneers are celebrating that. Wow. Ah, goodness. So, what a letdown of an ending after a hard-fought game between two teams here this afternoon. The Streaks fall. Final score, Alleman 42, Galesburg 41. All right, we'll come back with our post-game show, and Coach Massey not able to stick around. He's got to get over to Knox College as he's being honored over there today. I'm sure he would have rather had the win here this afternoon, but they're being honored, the first Knox women's basketball team that he coached. So I believe we're going to get a chance to chat with assistant coach Jay Barshinger. Streaks fall 42-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave.
Robert, they're There's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with areas of fog and patchy freezing drizzle. A high near 40 today. Cloudy, patchy fog and drizzle tonight. A low 37. Cloudy, areas of drizzle and fog tomorrow. A high 45. Tomorrow night, cloudy, chance for some rain overnight. A low 43. Right now, 37. Reminder, a boil order in effect for Abingdon until further notice. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall to the Alaman Pioneers 42-41, the final score. As Alaman gets a free throw with no time on the clock and comes out with a win. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joining us is Streaks assistant coach Jay Barshinger. And coach, a tough way to end a hard fought game. And I know, you know, that we've said this, we've talked about it with Coach Massey, my dad. You said it's, you know, the officials don't determine the outcome of a game. There's a lot of things that happen throughout, but it was unfortunate that the whistle blew there. And I saw there was some contact, but she had come down off balance with it. She was falling anyway. So, like, you know, to me in that situation, it's a no call, but nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, it's one of those hard things that the, you know, as Coach Massey said to the team, that the first play is just as important as the last play is. Yeah, it's unfortunate. And, you know, kudos to the girl from Holland for knocking down that free throw. Yeah, tough situation. Most officials, I think, would have eaten their whistle at that point in time. But if the roles were reversed, we'd be upset if they hadn't called it. So,
absolutely. Well, this game, kind of a slow start, but I thought there was a little more energy than the game last night.
Absolutely. I think our kids battled. And, you know, Alaman, you know, every time you play an Alaman team, they're going to come and play hard and, you know, give everything they have. And they did a nice job, and they just beat us today. Well, but to answer your question, yes, I thought our energy level was much better than last night. We played with a little more enthusiasm. Still struggled to score some points tonight, but a little bit better.
Yeah, Coach called a timeout. I think it was there. Was it early in the fourth quarter? You got kind of a little bit stagnant on offense there, and just couldn't get anything going. What was it? Was there a particular play he wanted to run out of the timeout, or was just says, hey, here's, you know, we need to have some movement.
Yeah, we just need to talk about some things, and you know, you kind of get. You know, they do a good job sagging in the lane, so our flex cuts and those kinds of things are tough to score on. And just talk about making good choices and setting ourselves up and having good screens to get open looks. So it wasn't a particular play, but just, you know, we got to be patient and shoot the ball when we're open.
Yeah, they play really good defense. We've seen that throughout the years. They always play hard, no matter the athletic ability or what. They always come out and play hard. At times, you were guarding Riley all over the floor trying to bother her. And I'm sure that has the effects on your legs a little bit, especially after a late game last night, too.
Certainly, and teams have found that by denying the ball to Riley, makes it harder for us to get into our offense. And so teams are doing that. So we've got to counter by, you know, getting her more open and doing some other things. And you know, and Riley's done a nice job handling the pressure. It's tough. You're the one bringing down the ball down the floor every possession. It's a tough thing to be the point guard.
I was also impressed, especially like probably second quarter on, that defensively the way you guys played as well. You made some, and in fact, you know, they got up a little bit. We had been up, then they got up, and had some really good defensive stands where kind of the same thing. They went standing, couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, and both teams, you know, struggled to score some points tonight, and I think that's due to good defense on both sides. We kind of mixed up, played some zone, played some man, tried to mix things up a little bit, and had some good defensive plays.
Well, four consecutive losses. You don't like that heading here toward the end of the season. You're back at it. We got four games in 5 days with the weather, and everybody's kind of in similar situations. But so we got Jacksonville coming out on Monday night. That's a game you feel like you need to get that win, and that's one that's most definitely a winnable game.
You know, you got to come to battle every night, and it's our last home game of the season. It's senior night, so obviously we want to come out and put a good foot forward. To finish up with our two conference games against Moline and against Quincy on Tuesday, Thursday. So Monday's a good important game for us to kind of get the train back on the tracks.
Absolutely. And so what happens now after this loss, you beat either Moline or Quincy, you have at least to share a second place in the conference. You beat them both, you got second place all by yourself. And that doesn't make your season, but that's something you can hang your hat on a little bit anyway.
Well, certainly. And coming in, you knew Rock Island was kind of the team to beat this year, and they've proven that again. So we try to be the top of the rest of the pack there. Up to this point, everybody's got two losses to Rocky. So we talk about being in the driver's seat to bring home second. And Alleman made that a little tougher tonight. But we got to make things happen on Tuesday and Thursday.
Coach, thanks for taking the time with us. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
That is Streaks assistant coach Jay Barshinger joining us here on the postgame show. We'll come back and run down our postgame stats. Also, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, I walked the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, thanks for being with us here this afternoon as the Galesburg Silver Streaks, tough one. They fall to the Alleman Pioneers by a final score of 42-41. Whistle blows at the end of regulation. Gabby Loyes had come down with a rebound off balance. She was falling down. A little bit of contact, and they called the foul on Andrea Sampson as time ran out. Gabby Loyes got to go to the free throw line to shoot a two-shot foul. And it was honestly kind of tough because she was nervous. She actually was off bad enough on the shot, it actually banked in. And she's a better shooter than that. So she got the break, and the Streaks fall by a final of 42-41. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. First off, scoring-wise for the Streaks, they were led by Andrea Sampson's 15 points, three three-pointers, a two-pointer, and four for four from the free-throw line. 10 points for Riley Jenkins, a three-pointer, a couple of two-pointers, three for four from the free-throw line. 9 points for Kelsey Legg, a couple of threes, a two, and one for two from the free-throw line. 3 points for Deja Range on three for four from the free-throw line. 2 points for Chloe McCarthy on two for two from the line. 2 points for Lexi Tucker on a basket. Streaks were 13 for 16 from the line. They hit six three-pointers, but they were just six for 24 from behind the arc. 11 for 36 from the field for 36%. By the way, nine turnovers for the Streaks, so he took better care of the ball in the second half after five turnovers in the first. For Alleman, they ended up with 10 turnovers in the game. They were led in scoring by De'Asia Woods with 14 points on five baskets and four for six from the free throw line. 8 points for Gabby Loyes on a three, a couple of twos, and just one for free from the line, but that one counted at the end, and that gave Alleman the victory. 7 points for Nautica Woods on a three and a couple of twos. 4 points for Parker Gorlett on a couple of baskets early in the game. 5 points for Avery Schmidt all in the first quarter or first half on a basket. And three for four from the free throw line. And let's see, 1 point for Torrey Thomas on a free throw in the first quarter. They were 9 for 15 from the line. They hit 3 three-pointers and 15 for 34 from the field, 44%, 3 for 9 from behind the three-point arc for the Pioneers. Let me take a look at some of the other stats here. What do we got? Let's see, for the streaks. And thanks, by the way, again to Emma Porter, who keeps the stats for the streaks, came up and brought their little tablet. Let me take a picture of what they got. Okay, Andrea Sampson, let's see, ended up with, along with her 15 points, she had four rebounds and one steal. Let's see, Riley Jenkins with six assists, four rebounds, a steal, and a block. Kelsey Legg, along with, and that was 10 points for Riley, 9 points for Kelsey Legg. Also, seven rebounds for Kelsey, six of those defensive, a steal, and a block. Let's see, Deja Range, 3 points. She also pulled down five rebounds, had an assist, a steal, and a block. A really good defensive exchange there she had, knocking the ball away a couple of times when the streaks were getting back in after being down by a little bit. Let's see, Chloe McCarthy had a tough tough day, just her 2 points. Lexi Tucker came off the bench and had three rebounds to go with her 2 points. So the streaks fall by a final of 42-41 to the Alamon Pioneers, and they drop to 15-13 on the season. But a lot of basketball still to play over the next several days. Monday night, we'll play host to the Jacksonville Crimsons. Tuesday night up at Moline. Thursday night at Quincy. We'll take our final timeout. Come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Sometimes it's hard to figure out just how to shed those extra pounds, and when you finally find your way, it's not always fun. But with the Knox County YMCA, there are 62 energizing classes a week to get you moving.
You'll find everything from easy to follow Zumba moves with rock and Latin music, total body workouts at Body Pump, low-impact aquatic classes, to the deep relaxation of yoga. For a full description of all the classes offered, stop by today or visit knoxymca.org. The Y, so much more.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
They're free, and with it, you can win cash. So be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at Carmark Tire and Auto on West Carl Sandburg Drive in Galesburg.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith. Streaks fall to the Alamon Pioneers. 42-41 is the final score. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, it's a tough one. A lot of different things that went on in this game. Different points of the game. I mentioned Deja Range, a couple of really big defensive plays in the third quarter. Poked the ball away once where the streaks got the steal. She got the other steal. Riley Jenkins, again, another really good game. 10 points with also six assists, four rebounds, a steal, and a block. Kelsey Lake had a really outstanding game. Shot the ball well really early with a couple of three-pointers. Ended up with 9 points. Also had seven rebounds. Tough on the boards, a steal, and a block. But I guess this is kind of a game when, in some ways, there was a true crunch time, and that came down to that fourth quarter. She started us early with a three-pointer, had another one in the fourth quarter to cut it to one, and then one that tied the ball game with 13 seconds left. She stopped, turned, put up the long three. Andrea Sampson, 15 points, four rebounds, and a steal, but the biggest play of the game, that three-pointer to tie it up with 13 seconds left. So Andrea Sampson is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, Galesburg High boys basketball coming up. 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock for the tip. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman will have that action for you. As soon as we wrap up here, the Illinois Fighting Illini just getting ready to tip off at the State Farm Center as they're hosting the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Girls back in action again on Monday night. We'll play host. It's a regularly scheduled game. The Jacksonville Crimsons will come to town, and Eric Gibson will be here with me for that one at about 6:06 pregame, 6:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. And then Tuesday night, it'll be the Moline Maroons, a makeup game from Thursday night. We'll play at Moline up at Wharton Fieldhouse. We'll have it for you here on WGIL Thursday night at Quincy, and that wraps up the regular season. That's going to do it here. Streaks fall to the Alamann Pioneers, 42-41, thanks to our studio engineer, Chris McIntyre. Illini basketball coming up next on WGIL.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.